want to read it out? Chapter 37 from verse 1.
Verse 1.
Yes. And the hand of the Lord came upon me, and the Lord brought me forth by the Spirit, and set me in the middle of the plain, and it was full of human bones. And he led me around them in a circle, and behold, there was very many on the face of the plain, and very dry. Do you want to read it out?
She's following you when you read.
Okay.
She's reading Amharic. I said she's reading until 3.
All right. So you don't want to read out in Amharic?
Can I read?
Yeah, please.
የእግዚአብሔር በላይ ነበር በላዩ ነበር እግዚአብሔርም በመንፈስ አወጣኝ አጥንቶቼም በሞሉባት ሸለቆ መካከል አኖረኝ በእርሱም አንጻር በዙሪያዬ አሳለፈኝ እነሆም በሸለቆ እጅግ ብዙ ነበሩ እነሆም እጅግ ይርቁም ነበር እርሱም የሰው ልጅ ሆይ እነዚህ አጥንቶች በሕይወት ይኖራሉን አለኝ.
And he said to me, Son of man, will these bones live? And I said, O Lord God, you know this. And he said to me, prophesy upon these bones. And you shall say to them, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
የሰው ልጅ ሆይ እነዚህ አጥንቶች በሕይወት ይኖራሉን አለኝ እኔም ጌታ ሆይ እግዚአብሔር ሆይ አንተ ታውቃለህ አልሁ እርሱም እንዲህ አለኝ በእነዚህ አጥንቶች ላይ ትንቢትን ተናገር እንዲህም በላቸው እናንተ የደረቃችሁ አጥንቶች ሆይ የእግዚአብሔርን ቃል ስሙ ጌታ እግዚአብሔር ለዚህ አጥንቶች እንዲህ ይላልና አለ.
Thus says the Lord to these bones, behold, I will bring upon you the breath of life, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and will spread skin upon you, and I will put my spirit into you, and you will live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.
ጅማትም እሰጣችኋለሁ ስጋንም አወጣባችኋለሁ በእናንተም እገባባችኋለሁ በሕይወትም ትኖራላችሁ እኔም እግዚአብሔር እንደሆንኩ ታውቃለህ.
So I prophesied as the Lord commanded me, and it came to pass while I was prophesying that behold there was a shaking, and the bones approached each one to his joint. And I looked, and behold, sinews and flesh grew upon them, and skin came upon them above. But there was no breath in them. And he said to me, prophesy to the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus says the Lord, come from the four winds, and breathe upon these dead men, and let them live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath entered into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet a very great congregation.
እንዳዘዘኝ ትንቢት ተናገርኩ ስናገርም ድምጽ ሆነ እነሆም መናወጥም ሆነ አጥንቶቹም አጥንት ከአጥንትም ጋር ተቀራረቡ እኔም አየሁ እነሆም ጅማት ነበረባቸው ስጋም ወጣ ቁርበትም በላያቸው ተዘረጋ ትንፋሽ ግን አልነበራቸውም እነርሱም የሰው ልጅ ሆይ ትንቢትን ተናገር ለነፋስም ትንቢትን ተናገር ለነፋስም ጌታ እግዚአብሔር እንዲህ ይላል ነፋስ ሆይ ከአራቱ ነፋሳት ዘንድና እነዚህንም የተገደለውን በሕይወትም ይኖሩ ዘንድ እፍ በላቸው በል አለኝ እንዳዘዘኝም ትንቢትን ተናገርኩ ትንፋሽም ገባባቸው ሕያዋንም ሆኑ እጅግም ታላቅ ሠራዊት.
Amen.
And the Lord spoke to me, saying, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. And they say, our bones have become dry, our hope has gone. We are quite spent, therefore prophesy and say, thus says the Lord, behold, I will open your tombs and will bring you up out of your tombs, and I shall bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, that I may bring up my people from graves, and I will put my spirit within you, and you will live, and I will place you upon your own land, and you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken and will do it, says the Lord.
እርሱም እንዲህ አለኝ፣ የሰው ልጅ ሆይ፣ እነዚያ አጥንቶች የእስራኤል ቤት ሁሉ ናቸው። እነሆም አጥንቶቻቸውን ደርቀዋል፣ ተስፋችንም ጠፍቷል፣ ፈጽመንም ተቆርጠናል ብለዋል። ስለዚህ ትንቢትን ተናገር እንዲህም በላቸው፣ ጌታ እግዚአብሔር እንዲህ ይላል፣ ሕዝቤ ሆይ፣ እነሆ መቃብራችሁን እከፍታለሁ፣ ከመቃብራችሁም አወጣችኋለሁ፣ ወደ እስራኤልም ምድር አገባችኋለሁ። ሕዝቤ ሆይ፣ መቃብራችሁ በከፈትሁ ጊዜ፣ ከመቃብራችሁም ባወጣኋችሁ ጊዜ እነሆ እግዚአብሔር እንደሆንኩ ታውቃላችሁ። መንፈሴንም በውስጣችሁ አሳድራለሁ፣ እናንተም በሕይወት ትኖራላችሁ፣ በገዛ ምድራችሁም አኖራችኋለሁ። እኔም እግዚአብሔር እንደሆንኩ ተናገርሁ እንዳደረግሁም ታውቃላችሁ ይላል እግዚአብሔር።
Just call this study the power of prophecy. Prophecy very often seems very foolish, very crazy, really. Elijah was commanded to speak to dry bones. You don't normally speak to dry bones, would you?
ኤልያስ ለደረቅ አጥንቶች መሰበክ የተባለው ለደረቅ አጥንቶች ነው የሰበከው። እንደዚህ በምናቀው ምድር ግን ሰው ለደረቅ አጥንት አይሰብክም በእምነት ነው የሰበከው።
We see that Elijah didn't make up his own words to speak to the bones.
የራሱን ቃል አይደለም የተናገረው ከእግዚአብሔር
የተናገረው። He only spoke what he was commanded by the Lord for. Because it is the word of the Lord that is quick and powerful. But God sends His word through prophecy. So we can look in Acts chapter 2. Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. So the prophecy that was through Elijah to the dead bones was to Israel, that the Lord God would make them alive by putting His Holy Spirit in them. And this is the same message but through the prophet Joel.
የኛውም አንድ አይነት መልእክት ነው በኢዮኤል የተላከው።
Okay, verse 16, Acts 2. But this is the thing which was spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, says the Lord. I will pour out the spirit of my spirit on all flesh. And the sons and the daughters of you will prophesy. And the young men or young ones shall see visions, and the old ones shall dream dreams. And on the male slaves and on the female slaves who belong to me, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they will prophesy.
ነገር ግን ይህ በነቢዩ በኢሳያስ በኢዮኤል የተባለ ነበረ። እግዚአብሔር ይላል በመጨረሻው ቀን እንዲህ ይሆናል፣ ስጋ በለበሰ ሁሉ ከመንፈስ ያፈሳለሁ፣ ወንዶችና ሴቶች ልጆቻቸው ትንቢትን ይናገራሉ፣ ጎበዛዝትም ራእይን ያያሉ፣ ሽማግሌዎችንም ህልምን ያልማሉ፣ ደግሞም በዚያች ወራት ወንዶችና በሴቶች ባሪያዎች ላይ ከመንፈሴ አፈሳለሁ፣ ትንቢትም ይናገራሉ፣ ድንቆችንም በላይ በሰማይ ምልክቶችንም በታች በምድር እሰጣለሁ፣ ደምም እሳትም የጢስ ጭጋግም ይሆናል፣ ታላቅም የሆነ የተስማም የጌታ ቃል ሳይመጣ ፀሐይም ወደ ጨለማ ጨረቃም ወደ ደም ሳይለወጥ የጌታ ስም የሚጠራ ሁሉ ይድናል።
He was explaining what had happened by the Holy Spirit coming. People seeing flames of tongues. The whole place was shaken, it says. Just like in the prophecy of Elijah, the place was shaken. When the Holy Spirit comes, there is a shaking. And the result of the spirit came was that the men and the women who were disciples of Jesus Christ, they all spoke as the Spirit gave them utterance, the great deeds of God. If we go back onto Acts chapter 4, verse 29-31.
29 to 31. Acts chapter 4, 29 to 31.
And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant to your servants that they may with all boldness speak your word, by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
አሁንም ጌታዊ ወደዛቻቸው ተመልከት፣ ለመንፈስም እጅህን ስትዘረጋ በቅዱስ ብላቴናውን በኢየሱስ ስም ምልክትና ድንቅ ሲደረግ ባሪያዎች በፍጹም ግልጥነት ቃል እንዲናገሩ ስጣቸው። ከጸለዩም በኋላ ተሰብስበው የነበሩበትን ስፍራ ተናወጠ፣ በሁሉም መንፈስ ቅዱስን ሞላባቸው፣ የእግዚአብሔርም ቃል በግልጽ
These disciples, when they were praying that they might speak the word with boldness, it was so that dead people could be brought to life. They didn't want to speak with boldness to appear great men. They didn't want to speak with boldness to get a reputation. Anybody who speaks the word of God will appear foolish. If anybody had seen Elijah speaking to dead bones, they would have thought he was crazy.
ተራሰው ኤልያስ ለደረቃት ሲናገር ቢያይ አብዷል ነው የሚለው።
and the preaching of the gospel is foolishness to them who do not believe, who are perishing. Okay. If we could go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. From verse
1.
So hopefully we can see the power of prophecy. It can make dead people alive. But in 1 Corinthians, Paul's talking about the local assembly of the saints and the place of prophecy there. So, chapter 12, verse 1. I'll read a piece and then if you could translate, please. Now, concerning spiritual things, brothers, I don't want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols, even as you were led. Therefore, I give you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no one can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit.
ስለመንፈሳዊ ነገር ወንድሞች ሆይ ታውቁ ዘንድ እወዳለሁ። አሕዛብ ስላላችሁ በማናቸውም ጊዜ እንደምትመሩ ድምፅ ወደሌላቸው ወደ ጣዖታት እንደተወሰዳችሁ ታውቃላችሁ። ስለዚህ ማንም በእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ሲናገር ኢየሱስ የተረገመ ነው የሚል እንደሌለ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ካልሆነ በቀር ኢየሱስ ጌታ እንደሆነ ሊል አንድ ስንኳ እንዳይችል አስታውቃቸዋለሁ።
Now there are differences of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are differences of operations, but it is the same God who works all in all.
የጸጋም ስጦታ ልዩ ልዩ ነው፣ መንፈስ ግን አንድ ነው። አገልግሎትም ልዩ ልዩ ነው፣ ጌታም አንድ ነው። አሰራሩም ልዩ ልዩ ነው፣ ሁሉን በሁሉ የሚያደርግ እግዚአብሔር ግን አንድ ነው።
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit thereby. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, and to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues.
ነገር ግን መንፈስ ቅዱስን በግድ ለእያንዳንዱ ለጥቅም ይሰጠዋል። ለአንዱ ጥበብን መናገር በመንፈስ ይሰጠዋል፣ ለአንዱም በዚያው መንፈስ እውቀትን መናገር ይሰጠዋል፣ ለአንዱም በዚያው መንፈስ እምነትን፣ ለአንዱም በአንድ መንፈስ የመፈወስን ስጦታ፣ ለአንዱም ታምራትን ማድረግ፣ ለአንዱም ትንቢትን መናገር፣ ለአንዱም መናፍስትን መለየት፣ ለአንዱም በልዩ ልዩ ልሳን መናገር፣ ለአንዱም በልሳን ውስጥ የተነገረውን መተርጎም ይሰጠዋል። ይህን ሁሉ ግን ያው አንዱ መንፈስ እንዲፈቅድ ለእያንዳንዱ ለብቻው እያካፈለ ያደርጋል።
But all these work not one and the same Spirit, giving to every man individually as he will. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, whether bond or free, and we have been made all made to drink of the one Spirit. For the body is not one, but many. For the body is not one but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? The whole body was an eye, then where would be hearing? And if the whole was hearing, where would be smelling? Now has God set the members, every one of them in his body, as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now are they many members, but one body. And the eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you. Nor can the head to the feet, I don't need you. No, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more weak are necessary. And those of the body which we think to be less honourable, on these we bestow more abundant honour. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. While comely parts have no need, God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honour to that part which lacked, that there should be no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another.
አታስፈልገኝ ልትለው አትችልም ወይም ራስ ደግሞ እግሮቹ አታስፈልገኝ ይላቸው አይችልም ነገር ግን ደካሞች የሚመስሉ የአካል ብልቶች ይልቁን የሚያስፈልጉ ናቸው አካልም ብልቶች ያልነበሩት ከሆነ የሚመላለሱት በሚበዛ ክብር እናለብሳቸዋለን በምናፍርባቸውን ብልቶቻችን ክብር ይጨመርላቸዋል ክብር ያላቸውንም ብልቶቻችን ግን ይህን ያስፈልጋቸዋል ነገር ግን ብልቶች እርስ በርሳቸው በትክክል ይተሳሰባሉ እንጂ ይተሳሰቡ ዘንድ እንጂ በአካል መለያየት እንዳይሆን ለጎደለው ብልት የሚበልጥ ክብር እየሰጠ እግዚአብሔር አካልን አገጣጣሙ
And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honoured, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I you a more excellent thing.
Andum bilit bisakai, bilitochu lukar sugai sakai yaye. Andum bilit bikavar, ብልቶች ሁሉ ከርሱ ጋር ደግሞ ከርሱ ጋር ደግሞ ደስ ይላቸዋል። እናንተ የክርስቶስ አካል ናችሁ፣ እያንዳንዳችሁ ብልቶች ናችሁ። እግዚአብሔር ኢየሱስ ይመስገን። እግዚአብሔርም ቤተ ክርስቲያንን እንደ አንዳንዶቹን አስቀድሞ ሐዋርያት፣ ሁለተኛውንም ነቢያት፣ ሶስተኛውንም አስተማሪዎች፣ ቀጥሎም ታምራትን ማድረግን፣ ቀጥሎም የመንፈስ ስጦታ እርዳታንም አዘዘላቸው። የልዩ ልዩ አይነት ልሳኖች አድርጎ ሁሉ ሐዋርያት ናቸውን? ሁሉም ነቢያት ናቸውን? ሁሉም አስተማሪዎች ናቸውን? ሁሉስ ተአምራትን ይሰራሉን? ሁሉስ የመንፈስ ስጦታን አላቸውን? ሁሉስ ልሳኖችን ይናገራሉን? ሁሉስ ይተረጉማሉን? ነገር ግን የሚበልጠውን የጸጋ ስጦታ በብርቱ ፈልጉ፣ ደግሞም ከሁሉም የሚበልጥ ወመንደር አሳያችኋለሁ።
If you just go on to chapter 14, the first verse. Chapter 14 should be the next page. 14, the first verse. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you might prophesy.
ፍቅርን ተከታተሉ፣ መንፈሳዊንም ስጦታን ይልቁንም ትንቢትን መናገርን በብርቱ ፈልጉ።
For he that speaks in an unknown tongue doesn't speak to men but to God, for nobody understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries. But he that prophesies speaks to men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. I would that you all spoke tongues, but rather better still that you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaks with tongues.
በልሳን የሚናገር ስለ እግዚአብሔር እንጂ ለሰው አይናገርም፣ የሚያስተውለውም የለምና። በመንፈስ ግን በሚስጥርም ይናገራል፣ ትንቢትንም ይናገራል፣ ግን ለማነጽና ለመምከር ለማጽናናትም ለሰው ይናገራል። በልሳን የሚናገር ራሱን ያንጻል፣ ትንቢትንም የሚናገር ግን ማህበሩን ያንጻል። ሁሉም በልሳኖች ብትናገሩ እወድ ነበር፣ ትንቢትን ልትናገሩ ግን ከዚህ ይልቅ እወዳለሁ፣ ማህበሩ ይታነጽ ዘንድ ንግግሩን ባይተረጉም በልሳን የሚናገር ትንቢትን የሚናገር ይበልጣል።
So here Paul is trying to make it very clear that prophecy is the gift that is the most valuable in the local assembly. Because prophecy is able to make dead bones come to life. And with prophecy, nobody gets a reputation. If people only look to people who teach the Bible, then the people who teach the Bible, they get a reputation. Paul hardly mentions teachers. He mentions them, but just in passing. He tries to make it very clear that we are to seek the gift of prophecy in the local church. And he says you can all prophesy. And the prophecy of Joel, he said, on my male servants and female servants I will pour out my spirit, and they, my male and female servants, will prophesy.
ወንዶችም ሴቶች ልጆችም ትንቢትን ይናገራሉ፣ ሽማግሌዎችም ይናገራሉ፣ ጎበዛዝትም ይናገራሉ የሚሉ
And the place for the male and female servants to prophesy is first of all in the local assembly. And then in verse 26 of the same chapter, Paul puts it in context. How is it then, brothers, when you come together, when he says brothers, he means brothers and sisters. How is it then, brothers and sisters, when you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let everything be done to building one another up. If anybody speaks in an unknown tongue, let it be two or at the most three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak himself and to God.
ምንድን ነው በምትሰበሰቡበት ጊዜ እያንዳንዱ መዝሙር አለው ትምህርትም አለው መተርጎምም አለው ሁሉ ለማንም ይሁን በልሳን የሚናገር ቢኖር ሁሉም ሁለት ወይም ቢበዛ ሶስተኛው ሶስት ሆነው በተራቸው ይናገሩ አንዱም ይተርጉም የሚተረጉመውን ባይኖር ግን በማህበሩ መካከል ዝም ይበልና
Let two or three prophets speak, and let the rest discern. If anything be revealed to another that sits, let the first hold his peace, for you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be strengthened.
ነቢያት ሁሉ በኢየሱስ ስም አመጣል ነቢያትም ሁለት ወይም ሶስት ሆነው ሊናገሩ ሌሎችም የሏቸውምን በዚያም ለሚቀመጥ ለሌላው ግን አንድ ነገር ቢገለጥለት ሁለተኛው ዝም ይበል ሁሉም እንዲማሩ ሁሉም እንዲመከሩ ሁላችሁም በእያንዳንዳችሁ ትንቢት ልትናገሩ ትችላላችሁ የነቢያት መናፍስ ለነቢያት ይገዛልና
And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets.
የነቢያት መናፍስ ለነቢያት ይገዛልና
For God's not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the assemblies of the saints.
የእግዚአብሔር የሰላም አምላክ ነው እንጂ የሁከት አምላክ አይደለምና
The important thing to know here is that these prophets have power to speak or to not speak. When Elijah was told to speak to the dry bones, he didn't have to. He could have just disobeyed, couldn't he? So the prophets are not robots. You understand robots?
Yeah.
They have their own spirit which cooperates with God's spirit. I was watching the Houses of Parliament on television in Spain when they were debating the terrible law about gay marriage, homosexual marriage. And I noticed that they follow this rule in Parliament, that if one is speaking, and they follow the rule that somebody will stand to speak and give what he has to say. But if somebody else has something to comes to him, he will ask if he will give way. And so the one who is standing will sit down and say, I give way to my honorable, whatever. And then he will speak and sit down, and then the one who was speaking will stand up again and carry on. And it's, Paul is saying it's the same in the assembly. Nobody has to get up and speak and then not be able to stop halfway through and sit down because somebody else has something revealed to them. So we see it's God working with people, and the people have the power to speak or to not speak, to prophesy or to hold it to themselves.
በቴሌቪዥን አይተሽን ፓርላመንት እንደ ንጉሶች ምናምን ሲነጋገሩ አንዱ ቆሞ እንዲህ ማይክ እያስተላለፈ እንደሱ አይነት ነገር አይቻለም እና አንዱ ሲናገር እስከ መጨረስ ድረስ ይጠበቃል። ከዛ ወደ ሁለተኛው ድርሻ ይሰጣል። ሁለተኛውም ያለውን ስሜት ይናገራል እና ተራ በተራ እየተቀባበሉ ነው በልባቸው ያለውን የሚያስተላልፉት። በእግዚአብሔር ቤትም ስንኖር የተለያዩ ስጦታዎች ስላሉ አንዱ ብቻ አይደለም ተናጋሪ መሆን ያለበት፣ ከሌላውም ጸጋ መጠቀም ይቻላል።
When people are possessed by evil spirits and they speak out, fortune telling or whatever, they have no control. The spirit has control, the evil spirit has control. And it would be a mistake to think it is like that with the Holy Spirit. It is not like that at all.
ያ የሚያስተላልፈው መንፈስ በዲያብሎስ የሚተላልፈው መንፈስና የሚናገረው መንፈስና የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ የሚናገረው አንድ አይደለም። በጣም የተራራቀ ልዩነት አለ። የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ከእግዚአብሔር ነው፣ ያኛው ግን ዲያብሎስ ነው የሚናገረው።
I have been in assemblies of God, Pentecostal churches, and they have the wrong idea of somebody supposedly prophesying. He would stand up and they would speak in a voice that was not their normal voice, using words that are not normal words. Thus says the Lord. And then nobody would dare interrupt them. Nobody would dare stop them. And nobody would expect to stop them. This is not the Spirit of God. In the Spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. You can stop any time.
ባንድ እንትስ ቤተክርስቲያን ውስጥ ተገኝቼ ነበርና በመንፈስ ነው የተያዝኩት ነው የሚናገረውና መቆሚያ የሌለው በጣም ረጅም ጊዜ ነው የሚናገረው እና የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ እንደዚህ ልቅ አይደለም። የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ የሚገዛ ነውና በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መገታት ይችላል። እንደዚህ ሲል ሰው መንፈሱ ሊቆጣጠር ይችላል። የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ሲሆን ይገዛል።
False prophets and false prophecy are in constant danger to those who claim to have the Holy Spirit, because they feel that they have to act as if they have the Spirit to maintain their reputation in the assembly. But we can all prophesy one by one. We must read the next part of this chapter because it's about women and is very commonly misunderstood. Okay, so from verse 34.
The same chapter 14.
Yes, same chapter 14, verse 34. Okay. You have to read more than 34 to get the understanding right. Okay. If somebody just quotes chapter 14, 34 to you, they are wrong. They have to quote the whole thing.
Okay.
It says here, let the women in the assemblies be quiet, for it's not proper for them to speak. But let them be subject, as also the law says.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to learn anything, let them ask their own husbands at home.
Mm-hmm.
It is a disgrace for the women to speak out in the assembly.
ሴቶች በማህበር ዝም ይበሉ ህግ ደግሞ እንዲህ እንደሚል እንዲገዙ እንጂ እንዲናገሩ አልተፈቀደላቸውምና ለሴት በማህበር መካከል መናገር ነውር ነውና ምንም ቢማሩ ሴት በማህበር መካከል መናገር ነውር ነውና ምንም ቢማሩ ቢወዱ በቤታቸው ባሎቻቸውን ይጠይቁ። ምን ነው የእግዚአብሔር ቃል ይወጣ ከእናንተ ነውን ወይስ ወደ እናንተ ብቻ ደርሷልን? ትልቁ ነገር ሴቶች ዝም ይበሉ እና የሚለውን ቃል ነው በስተት ነው የተላለፈው እና ሴት ትንቢት መናገር ትችላለች ስላለ መናገር ይገባቸዋል።
Some people use this this part as a reason that women should not pray in the assembly and that they should not prophesy in the assembly. But that is not what Paul says in this whole letter. He says that if a woman prophesy, let her head be covered,
mm-hmm.
because that is the custom.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore women obviously prophesy in the assembly. Some were the daughters of Philip the evangelist. They were known to prophesy.
በአንዳንዶች በኩል ጸጉራቸውን መሸፈን እንደ ባህል ነው የሚወሰደው። ሴት ግን ጸጉሯን ተሸፍና ትንቢት ትናገር ይላል። እና ሴቶች ትንቢትን የመናገር ስጦታ አላቸው። በቤተክርስቲያን መናገር ይችላሉ። ግን አንዱ ተራቸውን ጠብቀው መናገር ነው እንጂ ያለባቸው አትናገር ይላል።
In some societies around the world where the men are very much in charge and the women are very much kept down, they pick out this verse as a reason to maintain their social culture in the house of God. This is a great mistake.
በአንዳንዶች አካባቢዎች ሴቶችን ብቅ ያደርጓቸውና ወንዶች ከፍ ይሉና የበታች ሴት የበታይቶንና ወንዶች የበላይነት ይኖራቸውና ሴቷ እንዳትናገር ከወንዱ ይበታች እንድትሆን በሚደረግባቸው አካባቢ ላይ ሴቷ እንዳትናገር መብቷ ይያዝባታል። ያ ግን ከእግዚአብሔር አይደለም።
The assembly of God is not an assembly of men or an assembly of women. It is the assembly of God.
እግዚአብሔር ቤተ ክርስቲያን ግን የወንዶች ብቻ አይደለችም የሁሉም የተሰጠች ነው።
So the answer here is that if they want to learn anything from let them ask questions at home.
ምንም እንኳን መማር ቢፈልጉ ቤት ባሎቻቸውን ቤት ይጠይቁ ይላል።
Because wives are very comfortable asking their husbands, aren't they? But if it's disturbing the meeting, it's not a good idea.
በለን በቤት ውስጥ ይባላል በጉባኤም መጠየቅ ሊፈቀድላት ይገባል።
It's good that they had something to ask questions about.
ሊጠይቁ ይገባቸዋል
ለማንኛውም። Because when the Spirit speaks, sometimes we don't understand immediately.
እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ምን ጀሪና ውስጥ
ይጠቅስ ምን ሆነ ይችላል ምን ሆነ
We can leave it there. We can leave it there. We can finish there. But I just shared this so that we might understand the place of prophecy in our gatherings. It's okay to have somebody bring a study, but the church is not built on studies. Individuals are not have their needs met by studies, but by the spirit of prophecy, and by every member of the body of Christ, everyone having something that they can do by the Holy Spirit to build up the whole assembly. If we were to carry on and the Lord adds people to us, and all it is a Bible study, that would not be the assembly of God. That would be a college. And it would not do, it would not build the body up. You can translate that if you like, because I'm recording it.